It takes a massively, what's the right word? Enchanting story to suppress our natural nature of good fellowship. And it has to be drummed into these children early, early, early. And it is. Trust. It is. They have learned their Play-Doh, and they are busily creating their replacements. They don't leave that to chance, trust. They know that the earth pulls us different. Our natural earth gift is empathy, our natural endowment. We start out that way. It's the way we would naturally be uncoerced, given encouragement for it to exist, given a social arrangement that supports it. And I recently read an illustration of this in a local weekly, the East Bay Express, from a ninth grader at Oakland Tech. She said, quote, "Parents want what they think is best for their children, especially when it comes to education. In fact, they're ready to invest themselves and their money to ensure that their children receive quote unquote, what's best. But what is best? This is Karl Popper's question." Very insightful child. I'm sorry if you're offended by being called a child. I seem to recall that that might be the case. Continuing, as a ninth grader at Oakland Tech High School, as well as a graduate of Oakland Public Middle and Elementary Schools, I experience the adventure that is public school every day. I've had both extremely good teachers and extremely bad teachers. All of these experiences have been a part of my education, but a diverse and sometimes chaotic public education experience is also important for learning empathy for others and perspectives and stories different from my own, and for developing life skills. Diversity in a school is the integration of a variety of races, cultures, and classes into a child's academic environment. Today, private schools are generally much different from public schools. Most often, private schools are disproportionately white and serve affluent communities that are sheltered and blocked off from the rest of the world. A public school, on the other hand, may have less rigorous academics and bigger classrooms, but provides an inclusive and diverse environment for the students. Diversity in a classroom means a student is learning not only about math and science, but also about empathy and the lives of others. Unquote from Sophie Schaefer. Trigonometry or Empathy in the current East Bay Express, June 11 to 17, 2014. Given our natural inclination toward interconnection, toward, as Kropotkin said, mutual aid, an extraordinary story must be devised, adequate to the pressure that must be applied to divert the body from its uncoerced bent. And Popper explains how Plato provided it. I believe the above quote from Karl Popper is a quite accurate description of the so-called ruler's self-justification. How else excuse a mindset so misanthropic? And haven't we, in truth, when honest, felt this, that this reality we're given to live in is utterly false and sculpted? The everyday world of appearances, quote unquote, has been constructed to be mere appearance, so that a tiny few with overblown egos can pretend that they are manifesting mind, incarnating truth. Continuing with Karl Popper, quote, what are Plato's institutional demands regarding this highest form of education? They are remarkable. He demands that only those who are past their prime of life should be admitted. Quote, when their bodily strength begins to fail, this is a quote from Plato, and when they are past the age of public and military duties, then, and only then, should they be permitted to enter at will the sacred field, unquote, namely the field of the highest dialectical studies. Plato's reason for this amazing rule is clear enough. He's afraid of the power of thought. Quote, all great things are dangerous, unquote, is the remark by which he introduces the confession that he's afraid of the effect which philosophic thought may have upon brains which are not yet on the verge of old age. All this he puts into the mouth of Socrates, who died in defense of his right of free discussion with the youth. But this is exactly what we should expect if we remember that Plato's fundamental aim was to arrest political change. My interjection, the classical education training they give themselves was never mere esoteric frill, to festoon their offspring with fancy thoughts, to make them appear better than us. No, the point of their classical education is deadly serious, for on it was hung a bottomless pit of unfelt imaginations, a never-ending project that depends on all we commoners subjecting ourselves to their plans.